This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into hour number two of the program. You can bring up whatever you want. Toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the Sinkle CAI toll free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. The features for free, so enjoy those at FreeTalkLive.com. We start things up by going right back into the phone calls. Kurt is on the line in Michigan. And Kurt, you and I were discussing a few moments ago this idea that I have had about how to get the government out of the world of policing and fire protection. And it's also an idea that just generally is how to transition a government bureaucracy into a marketplace business. Not just necessarily that it's exclusively for the police. I think it would work just as well with teachers. And you sounded a little bit perturbed that it was kind of, well, somewhat friendly towards the cops. And
generous for sure.
Generous. And basically, just to recap the idea, it would be that you would essentially tell the police department, okay, guys, you've got 6 more months here of government funding, and then after that, we're going to give each of you a share. Doesn't matter if you're the janitor, to the administrator, to just a detective, or whatever your position is, you get one share in the department. And that means that they have a share of everything. It's a share of the whole shebang.
The
cars,
they own the business,
the building, the jail, whatever. And so that would give them some level of value, something they could possibly sell to a private company that might be interested in taking the business over, or auction off to the highest bidder, or, you know, give to one of their friends, whatever. It'd be a share, and they could do what they wanted with it. And you were kind of perturbed by that, in that you think that the police, they have been funded by coercion all of this time. Why should we continue? Why in this proposal would I want to give them something else after all of the bad things they've done? Is that essentially what your position is?
With teachers, at least teachers are not paid to beat people up and to tase them in the back of the neck when they're pregnant.
But that's not what they're all doing, though. I mean, many of them are desk clerks. Many of them are detectives investigating actual crimes. So they're not all bad guys.
Right.
A lot of them got in to make a difference.
There are bad teachers and bad cops, that's for sure. Now, I'll admit to you that bad cops are far more dangerous than bad teachers.
Yes, indeed. So why don't we, instead of giving it to them, why don't we ascertain its value, cut it up into equal shares, and allow them the ability to buy a share? You get first shot at this. If you guys don't want it, and you can only buy one share, and that which is left, then we'll auction off.
Well, it's an idea, but once again, you're going to come up against the objection that a cop doesn't get paid a lot in the first place, and so therefore
he can take a mortgage out. They can do it just like a house. He can take a loan out.
I just don't think that again, what we're talking about here, Kurt, is an idea that has to work in the real world. And in the real world, a lot of
bureaucrats are greedy. Unions are greedy. What you do is you confuse them with the promise of something valuable in the now, and perhaps, maybe, they'll take it.
But the real world is not something for nothing, which is what they're not only getting something for nothing, they've gotten all this
year. It doesn't matter whether they get something for nothing. Imagine what you will get when they get, when the police, or what I would like to think of is the schools. If the schools were marketized, imagine what you would get.
Well, you would get to keep your money.
Yeah, a lot of it.
From that point on. I mean, the government's already paid for all of those buildings, and
I paid for those buildings.
Thank you.
You paid for those buildings.
Taxpayers have already paid for all of those buildings.
And we're not getting them back. They have been stolen fair and square,
right,
as far as the bureaucrats are concerned.
And the fact is, if you turn these things over to the highest bidder, if you go through that sort of process, then you're just going to be subject to all kinds of political wrangling as far as, well, you know, aren't you favoring this company over that company? Or who knows what accusations could be leveled at that particular point. I understand that this is, you know, it hurts people like you and I, Kurt, to do something like this, but I think it's the one last, you know, final gesture that we would have to give. You just simply...
You could easily make it a public auction, even on eBay, where everybody can look in and see who's bidding what, and you don't have to worry about favors like that at that point. You know? And again, if the cops are smart, they will buy a share so that they can turn it into a share worth more money. But if you just give it to them, anything that's given to you is not going to be as precious to you.
I would agree with you, Kurt, absolutely. How about this? if Ian's proposal was somehow accepted in some a fantasy world, would you take it?
Yeah, if it were the only one on the table, yeah, I would.
Yeah.
Only because, of, like you said, the end result would be much better than what we have now. But still, I mean, it represents such a huge investment of our productivity that, like you said, has been stolen. I won't use the term fair and square.
But it's gone.
Has right. been stolen. And I think that we should be able to recoup at least some of that.
You can't.
Recouping it's
not an option because that would require more bureaucracy to take that money back in and then, divvy up amongst all the taxpayers, figure out
but
who...
But that would be the last bureaucracy they'd be able to steal from.
But again, then you're creating...
They would extend it for the next century.
Right, you're creating a new bureaucracy to redistribute that wealth back to America. Look, that money's... the people, that money's already gone, it's already been spent, and it's going to be difficult to process enough to get bureaucrats and to get this idea to be politically tenable because those unions, as you said, Mark, they're going to be very, very upset that they're going to be out their precious pensions. And by the way, my plan also says that the people that are currently on pension would also get a share of the department because you're screwing those people out of their pension.
No, those pensions, those pension funds should be in existence already. Their money
should be liquid.
Wait, they should be out there.
What, Mark? You think that pension money just sitting out there?
It should be.
I'm pretty sure they're collecting money every year from taxpayers to pay those pensions. So those people are going to be SOL, as I understand it.
Well, I can tell you that no company around does their pensions.
Of course not. It's the government. So, again, you're telling these bureaucrats, hey, you're screwed out of your pension, all of the promises the government made to you, you're done, you're not getting your health care coverage, you're not getting anything. This is what happens when you join a gang. The gang promises you things, and then once the gang is dissolved, you don't get anything. So you're trying to sweeten that deal, which is, they're going to feel like they're getting screwed. You and I know that we're going to, finally be whole again, but those are people with families, and they're going to feel like they're getting screwed. So this is some way to sort of assuage them and say, look, here you go. It's a little lube job, if you will. Here, we're going to give you a share of this, and now you're going to be a business owner and do with that what you may. I think that's about as politically acceptable as that deal can possibly be.
Well, I think that this is something that I'll keep mulling over, and if I come up with anything more, I'll give you guys a call back, and I got a NAMM check coming in at the end of the month, so be on the lookout for that.
Thank you. Sure, appreciate it. You know, we all know that the position of the government is inhumane. Okay, we in the Liberty Movement understand this. We know that taxation is theft, and if you don't pay taxes, then they come and they take your house, and they put you in jail, and they do awful things to you. So we know that the government is bad, and we know that it's evil, and I understand the emotion that just says, you know what, screw those government people. Screw them left and right, and screw them up and down. They've screwed us all this time. Let's screw them back now. That's essentially what Kurt's position is.
Right. But that's a feud mentality, and it's never going to solve anything.
Right. This idea... It doesn't cost anything extra, right, to just give those people those shares. It doesn't cost taxpayers a dime extra. And it seems a little bit nicer to me. That's all. It just seems like it gives you the appearance of actually caring about these bureaucrats. Because while to us they might be heartless, cold government bureaucrats, but to many other people, they're friends, they're family members, they're lovers, they're, husband and wife, they're dads. You know, again, these are people. They're misguided. They've chosen a career that is funded through coercion, and that's terrible. So let's try to make it as easy as possible to transition them from their current position of bureaucrat to their new position of business-owning entrepreneur. Seems like a good idea to me.
It does to me, too. I don't know if it's ever going to work with police officers. I don't know what I think about that whole police going into private market thing. But
well, let's try it with the schools first.
I
see how that
like
works.
It with the schools.
Because I can tell you, you're going to get the same opposition.
Yep.
The teachers' union is probably more powerful than the police union.
And I would agree with you. The teachers' union is extraordinarily powerful. I think another thing that one can do with schools, if people, the next objection that people are going to bring up is the poor people. And I'm of the opinion that if you can set up a scholarship fund for poor people to get a scholarship to go to school, so that way
you can set up that fund as long as it's not a government fund.
Well, a government fund would still be a better step than currently what we have.
Yeah, well, that's only going to bring you problems when you know the 11th percentile is going to complain. Well, how come we get excluded because we're poor too? And it's just going to be another political football. More on the way. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Can you hear that? It's the Federal Reserve stealing your savings. It's time for you to inflation-proof your money. Get America's second most popular currency, the Liberty Dollar, 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's been America's inflation-proof currency since 1998. Use the Liberty Dollar to make money, do good, and have fun. Get it at a discount and use it at a profit. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty Dollar and return America to value, $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR or visit libertydollar.org.
Are you comfortable every night in your bed? Do you look forward to another night of blissful slumber? Since I've been sleeping on my mattress from SavvyRest, I've had some of the best sleep of my life. My shoulders and ribs don't ache in the morning like they did from my old mattress, and my wife loves it too. SavvyRest mattresses are made of natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton, and they feel amazing. You sleep a third of your life, and you feel the results all day. The right mattress makes the difference. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com, for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
I'm Bobby Likas with today's Cartonic Minute. You may recycle, reduce, and reuse, but who's watching? When we come back, I'll tell you how Earth's greenest and meanest are tracked.
Hi, Bill.
Hi, Cindy. Wow, this is the second time I've seen you at the gas station this week.
Ah, the life of a soccer mom. I'm always gassing up.
If this is the story of your life, make your next oil change a change to Royal Purple High Performance Oil. Royal Purple can reduce fuel consumption by as much as 5%. So go to royalpurple.com for a dealer near you.
Royal Purple, the performance oil that outperforms.
Someone's keeping score of planet-friendly behavior. No, government satellites aren't playing Big Brother to see how many cans you recycle. It's the American Council for an Energy-Efficient Economy that's ranking our cars' environmental friendliness. The council combines vehicles' tailpipe emissions ratings and fuel economy into a single green score. The higher the number, the greener the car. This year's greenest is Honda's Insight, with a score of 57, followed by the Civic GX and Toyota RAV4 at 52. As for the meanest, nine models weighing in at a low 10 prove that the gas is greener in another car. I'm Bobby Likas.
Brought to you by Royal Purple Synthetic Oil, the performance oil that outperforms.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested six tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. And you can control the airwaves toll-free. 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features completely free. including the archive. So if you've missed a moment of the show, go and get them right there on the front page of the website for your downloading convenience on us. That's freetalklive.com. And your mattress was likely manufactured using all kinds of disturbing chemicals. Does that bother you? It bothers some scientists, especially in the case of young children. Savvy Rest mattresses are made of 100% natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton. Try their crib mattresses, too. SavvyRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of. SavvyRest.com. We go back to the phone calls to Dave in Athens, listening on WAIS in Ohio. Hey, Dave.
Hey, guys, I have a question. How did that hot seat situation end up?
Oh, and here in New Hampshire?
Yeah.
They got the guy out, and no one got killed, so I guess okay.
And I haven't heard about anything in the newspaper or anything like that.
Yeah, you're referring to the guy that, was it over the weekend, Mark, that
yeah,
he...
took the Clinton campaign headquarters on the
right.
Coast?
Yeah, it was in Rochester. He went in there and held the place up. Well, I think he had strapped some flares to his chest to sort of look like a bomb. Said he told them he had a bomb strapped to his chest, and it went for several hours, I believe. No one was killed. They arrested the dude. Apparently, he's a local crazy or something like that. So.
Okay, thank you, guys.
There you go, Dave. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231 to the AMP line to Will in Hawaii. You're on Free Talk Live, Will.
Hey, I've been listening the last couple weeks about you guys talking on and off about this supposed rift in the Free State Project between the political and apolitical activists in New Hampshire.
Yes. Potential rift or something like that.
Right.
No, it's a real rift in some people's minds, I think.
I'd like to bring something up, which I think hopefully will show people that really it's just an imagined rift. It's not a real rift. And here's why. Many people, you guys included, have been making a mistake in terminology in reference to the Free State Project.
Okay.
Usually what people refer to as Free State Project members, which really no such thing exists, there's only Free State Project participants. Because the Free State Project is an organization whose purpose is to bring 20,000 activists to New Hampshire to try to reduce the size of government there.
That is correct.
Right. So you participate in the Free State Project. I mean, you fulfill that commitment by moving to New Hampshire. But once you're there, you're really, I mean, it might be convenient to talk about, you know, like to refer to it, but really you've already finished your Free State Project commitment. You're really not a Free State Project member.
Well, I think we're talking, I mean, this is essentially a semantic game
I think that you're right, because membership requires certain, you've met certain criteria, you get certain benefits, and I think that he might be right that there's just signers.
Well, okay, the term member, I think, was used in the beginning, and then they changed it to participant, mm-hmm. So that term participant.
Yeah, they changed it, was changed really early on.
Yeah, I think that was the case. I'm not positive, though. So I think they just sort of changed the word, and now they're calling it a Free State Project participant instead of a member. But again, I think that your position is questionable in that I moved here as part of the Free State Project, and I don't consider myself out of it necessarily. I'm still on their message board, posting messages, that sort of thing. I was a Free State Project participant, and so I could still be sort of categorized amongst Free State Project participants, even though I'm just me and I'm an individual, and the movement is about individuals moving to New Hampshire in order to make a difference. I don't think that there's anything that specifically says that your participation is completely abolished once you've moved to New Hampshire.
Well, sure, but I think it kind of, it's been brought up that, you know, if there's anything that's going to make the Free State Project fail, it's this rift, you know, that may or may not happen.
Well, that's what Mark says, and I don't think it's possible to fail. I don't think that, even if this rift grows, I don't think it's possible to fail.
But see, I think everybody referring to Free State Project people as members would, if anything, only add to that rift, because the goal of the Free State Project to move people there is really completely separate from the idea of people in New Hampshire working to reduce the size of government. So there may or may not be a rift between certain groups of people in New Hampshire mm-hmm. about the proper way to reduce the size of government, but that shouldn't affect at all the success of the project of moving people to there. Because really right now you guys moved as part of the Free State Project. You're really the same as like Toby and Nick, you know, your co-hosts. I mean, they have lived in New Hampshire this whole time.
I think that's going to be a tough position to try to explain to the news media. I mean, when the news media approaches you and says, "Aren't you a Free State Project member?" I mean, they're going to see you're going to that's going to be seen as like dodging the question. "Well, I was a Free State Project participant until I moved here to New Hampshire."
I think the best way to answer that is, well, yes, I did move as part of the Free State Project.
And something like
news,
a signer.
The news media aside, I think in the Liberty community, it's best to try to separate that. And I mean, people thinking that the Free State Project's not going to succeed or might not succeed. I agree with you. I don't think it's really can fail because of that. But I don't know. I think it's just an imagined rift because really, there's really two different groups and they don't necessarily have to associate with each other. I mean, I don't think the fact that they might not get along has anything to do with whether the Free State Project movement to move people to New Hampshire will succeed or fail.
Well, the fact is they do get along. Most of them get along just fine, and most of them respect each other's positions. It's just that there are certain people on the outside edges of both sides, both the apolitical and political, that are taking some pretty yucky positions that deserved to be talked about. So I agree with you that this isn't really a real rift, and it's not going to affect anything about the Free State Project. The apolitical activists are going to go and do their civil disobedience and their apolitical outside the system stuff. The political guys are going to go and do politics, and both of them are going to have successes and failures, and the successes on both sides are going to draw more activists of similar mindset to the state. So I think it's going to just be fine. I was ever concerned. I think Mark's the one that's over there worried about things. And that's just how he is. He's like a worrywart. He's like a mother, basically. He's like the Free State Project's mom.
I wouldn't go that far.
Will, anything else on your mind?
No, that's it. I mean, I just think it's more productive to think of people, they are just as liberty activists now. And
I agree, Will, and I'm going to change my, the way I refer to people that have signed the Free State Project.
Very good.
Refer to them as
great
signers instead of members.
Thanks for the call, Will. Appreciate
okay,
it. Let's talk to Johnson in Connecticut. Johnson, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, I just wanted to get in real quick and mention the auction again real quick for those three shirts because it is ticking down. We're in the last sort of 30 minutes, I believe, is left on that. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness, you're right. So if you want to get the Free Talk Live collectible retro lounge shirt, go to auction.freetalklive.com, hit the second page, and they're right there. You'll actually save $5 on shipping, won't you?
Yep, absolutely. And as far as it goes right now, we've got, last I checked, this could have changed, but last I checked, one of them was definitely selling. There are still two that you can get in at the ground floor on.
There's an extra large and a medium just sitting there with no bids. So
yep,
place your bid in the next 30 minutes.
I also have a very small story. The books that I was going to be selling, I can't. They're worth too much.
Interesting.
I found out they're worth actually multiple hundreds of dollars.
So you yanked them?
I haven't put them up yet.
Okay. The shirts are still there. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live. We'll give you the link in a second.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM-FM shortwave radio. For a limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT-160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. $2.9 to order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT-160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Attention, this is Jack Blood with an urgent GCN news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there is a very real chance you will now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating. But they're not cheating. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game. And above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control. Get relief. Get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble red alert and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Free Talk Live, it's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com, is the place to go for all kinds of free stuff, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who sent us their validated photos to prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com. to take a look at the Shrine of Female Listeners. And perhaps you might own a company that's struggling to collect money owed from past due accounts. Delinquent accounts are problematic, not only from the standpoint of diminished revenues, but businesses find themselves sidetracked by the arduous task of trying to collect on these accounts. Consequently, valuable time and resources are pulled away from principal operations. SACL CAI liberates businesses from inefficiencies in the vexing task of collections. SACL CAI. See their banner at freetalklive.com. At SACL CAI. I'm not sure if we still have Johnson on the line. If we do, let's go ahead and bring him back. Is he still there? Johnson? Maybe he's gone. All right. Well, what Johnson, our store manager, was calling about a few moments ago is something he mentioned, I guess it was Saturday or Friday. And he mentioned
it
must have been a short auction because he only put it up there for a few days. The Free Talk Live bowling shirts. These things are limited edition in that there will be no more made like these. They have embroidery instead of screen printing, which is a little nicer. It's a little more expensive, that sort of thing. Embroidery being a patch look, sort of sewn patch kind of look.
Right.
So if you want to get your hands on one of these Free Talk Live bowling shirts, then you really need to go to auction.freetalklive.com. You'll see a whole bunch of other stuff there. If you click to the second page and scroll down, you will see the Free Talk Live bowling shirts. Two of them don't even have any bids on them right now. So if you want to snatch them up at a $5 discount on shipping...
Going like hotcakes.
Now, and they're not going like hotcakes. So we're trying to just...
They're very nice. I have one. I love it. It's not winter clothing, but there's plenty of places in the United States where you could wear this and be just fine during the winter.
Yeah, and down the line, you can say that you were one of the few to actually get their hands on this exclusive item.
At some point, we are going to be the biggest radio show in the nation.
Yep. He says he is on hold, but apparently our board op has fallen asleep. I don't know. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. You can bring up whatever you want. We go to Kuala Lumpur, in fact, to give you the next story.
This time of year.
Reuters. Malaysian police have arrested a man who practiced as a dentist for 29 years. Although he had no medical training and treated patients at his home in a cast-off examining chair. The imposter's closest brush with the dental profession was during the years 1962 to 1978 when he assisted an army dentist by carrying his bag on visits to plantation workers' homes. According to their newspaper over there, says, I watched the doctor diagnose and treat problems with teeth, the unidentified man said as officials raided his home this week. Says, I also saw how he would extract teeth and make models and measurements for dentures. The 63-year-old man who convinced his neighbors that he was a retired Army dentist after being told he was too old to work as a dentist assistant charged $5.76, that's U.S. dollars, for extractions. And 130 ringgit, so 20 ringgit is $5.76, so that's, I don't know,
$7,
$25.
Oh.
Anyway, he charged 130 ringgit for dentures, the paper said. Health officials seized antibiotics, painkillers, syringes, and bottles of Chinese medicine during the raid, but they needed more than six men to carry off his 1940s-era examining chair, tossed away by the Malaysian army in 1978. The paper said the raid occurred after a tip-off. The man had been arrested for illegally practicing dentistry and will face charges under Malaysia's Private Healthcare Facilities and Services Act. He could face a fine of up to 30,000 ringgit or a six-year jail term or both. He did provide one unique service, however, he says, I also made house visits. So this man had been operating as an illegal black market dentist for 29 years.
With helping people with their teeth, you know. This was in Kuala Lumpur, right?
This was Kuala Lumpur.
Yeah, that's likely why they get away with it for so long.
Well, I don't know. I wonder how long he would have gone away with it here in America. I mean, if his customers were satisfied. Obviously, they were satisfied for 29 years, and then someone decided to snitch him out.
He wouldn't be doing extractions for $5, I can tell you that.
In America?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Who knows what $5 is like over there.
The dentists that take just cash are significantly cheaper than the ones that take insurance.
Is that true?
Yeah, well, they don't have to have the office staff.
I didn't know there were cash-only dentists.
I had one.
Interesting. So I just wanted to bring that up as a neat example of someone who was actually able to carry on doing business for decades in a profession that the government demands you be licensed. You must jump through these hoops. You must have this government permit to be able to fix people's teeth. Well, apparently he was doing an okay job. Maybe he's not the best dentist out there, but who knows what they have to choose from in Kuala Lumpur, and now there's one less dentist. Now there's one less option.
And it was because he didn't have a license?
Yeah, not because his customers were dissatisfied, because he didn't jump through the hoops. So shouldn't people be allowed to make those decisions? I mean, if you're going to a dentist, and he's operating out of his apartment, and you're in his house, you probably can tell that there's something a little shifty going on. You probably are aware that you're using a shade tree dentist.
I would think you would know that.
Right. So shouldn't people be free to make these choices? Maybe it is the wrong choice to use a shade tree dentist, but shouldn't people be free to make the wrong choice?
I would think so.
I think so, too. And I think that what this is all about, licensing that is protecting the existing businessmen. Because the real dentists get upset by people out there trying to act like they're dentists and actually get paid for doing some of the same
somebody.
Jobs.
They could hurt somebody. That's what they
say. They could.
So could the dentist.
Yeah, that's true. Why can't I, as a customer, choose my level of risk? That's all I'm saying. If you can answer that question, 800-259-9231. We go back. Johnson is on the line. I don't know if you had anything else to share with us, Johnson. You're back on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, just something real brief about eBay and just... I'm amazed. Now, this is, again, like I said, it was my first time on eBay, and I went to look at, I was given a bunch of stuff from my grandparents, just some old stuff from sitting around, just basically sitting around the house collecting dust.
Mm-hmm.
And the things that I went to go sell, amongst them were a bunch of old books, classic literature. And in amongst the books, actually, several of them, I found a story called, or a book called The Gift, which was apparently a gift. There's some sort of text about it being a gift to the South or something like that. And this book apparently contains a story called Eleanor, which is, I guess, one of the first stories that Edgar Allan Poe wrote. Hmm. And so I found out that this book, because it has all the original plates with certain protective papers for these, like, wood grain plates imprinted in the book, is worth anywhere from $400 to $700.
Wow.
And I
now,
found...
Did you find that out by searching for it on eBay? How did you find that out?
Yeah, I went to go, and I'm like, okay, how am I going to price these books? Well, I'm like, well, let me see if there are any similar books looking, and then see some descriptions, and I started finding out more information about what makes the book valuable, like plates and whatnot, because all these books are incredibly old. Not all of them, but a lot of the books that I have.
Mm-hmm.
And because they were passed down, a lot of them have signatures like that were signed over to not only my grandmother, but my great-grandmother. So I just, you know, I found that really interesting. And I'm finding all these different books that are now in this pile that I thought were going to be worth like maybe $5-$10 are starting to be like worth more like $300, $400, $500 because they're so very old. So I thought that was really interesting.
So are you going to put them on eBay or are you going to do something else with them?
I don't know. I mean, a lot of them, I think several of them I am going to put on eBay. I had some old World War II stuff that was passed down from my grandparents that I definitely put up there. I don't know. Some of the books I was thinking about, maybe I would save it, give one or two of them as gifts or something like that, but it's a debate. I'm mulling it over. I don't really know.
I say cash in. I say cash in. I mean, eBay is one of the great features about eBay is that you can search. If you wonder what something's worth, you got something old, you're not sure about it, put it up on, you know, go and search for it on eBay and then search the completed listings. There's a little checkbox that you can check, and then it'll show you all of the last number of those items in the last 30 days that have completed and give you a good idea for what the market value is.
With books like this, though, they certainly aren't going to decrease in value they're taken excellent care of.
Yeah,
so I don't know.
Yeah, you might want to hold them till a rainy day. Who knows?
Yeah, I don't know.
Thanks for the story, and appreciate hearing from you. Good luck with your auctions, many of which are wrapping up here in moments, including the 3 Free Talk Live exclusive limited edition bowling shirts. Go and place your bids on them at auction.freetalklive.com. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to AdamEve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. AdamEve.com features over 18,000 adult entertainment products, toys as low as $6.95, tantalizing lingerie, and over 350 movies. Starting at just $4.95, you'll find all the biggest stars like Jenna Jameson, Carmen Luvana, and even Tara Patrick. Imagine all those sensual ideas right at your fingertips. AdamEve.com's 10 million customers swear by our product quality, fast and discreet shipping, and 100% satisfaction guarantee. Check out AdamEve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type TALK for the offer code upon checkout. Plus, with your order of $17 or more, we'll throw in a free gift. Get 50% off with offer code TALK at AdamEve.com.
In a world of government oppression and tyranny, the struggle between freedom and fascism, comes a story about two people who are faced with the challenge to stand up and do the right thing for liberty.
The whole country's on a bus to the crazy driver. If the passengers can't get hold of the wheel, we're all going to go over the cliff.
GCN brings you Uncivil Liberties, a movie the government does not want you to see. A political thriller ripped from today's headlines. Domestic spying, wiretapping, government chipping, and more.
The government's going to know where everybody's ass is every minute of the day and night.
For your copy of this hard-hitting film that will open your eyes, go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD, normally $30. Special promotion for GCN listeners for only $13.95. That's UncivilLiberties.com to view the movie trailer, read reviews, and purchase the DVD. UncivilLiberties.com. In this world, liberty is all that we have, and we must take it back. Support independent media. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today. Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last week. Before food prices skyrocket, trucks stop running, and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website and more info, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can bring up whatever is on your mind if you dial in toll-free 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line in here with you.
And Mark,
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. The feature's for free. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then you should shop at the store. Just go to store.freetalklive.com. You'll see all kinds of great Free Talk Live merchandise, like Free Talk Live t-shirts and hats and hoodies. And by the way, there's a variety of different types. So, you know, in the category of t-shirts, there's just the regular old shirt, there's the ladies' tee, and then there's the Free Talk Live bowling shirt, which is what we were talking about with Johnson a few moments ago. The one that's being sold in the Free Talk Live store is a screen-printed version. The Free Talk Live bowling tee, the bowling t-shirt, lounge shirt, whatever you want to call it, that we offered before the screen-printed one is a embroidered version. And you can get those right now at auction.freetalklive.com. If you scroll through the list of the stuff that's being auctioned there, you'll find them. And there's scant minutes left on that auction. So if they don't sell that way, we'll just, I guess, put them back in the store. And whoever orders the bowling shirt next, you know, just a regular bowling shirt expecting to get the screen-printed version, we'll probably just offer them the nicer one. So if you want to get that
now, the right size.
Yeah, if you want to get that now, then you might want to pick up on it. Auction.freetalklive.com. And do you have more debt than you can pay? You don't have to file bankruptcy, and you can pay pennies on the dollar, and your credit doesn't have to take a hit. It's a 100% legal and 100% ethical program that will show you how to get out of debt in 90 minutes. Go to outin90.com. That's outin90.com. As we go to the phones to Peter in Ohio, you're on Free Talk Live. Peter?
Hey, Ian, Mark, it's nice to finally get a chance to speak with both of you. I've been listening to Free Talk Live on and off for about 2 years now.
Excellent. What's on your mind tonight?
So I wanted to get your impressions about the debate within libertarian circles between the culturally liberal libertarians, people like the writers at Reason Magazine and maybe the people at the Cato Institute, and the culturally conservative libertarians like the people who blog at Lou Rockwell. .com. So I'm curious what you think of the debate between the two, especially as it relates to Ron Paul and
what's the debate? You'll have to clue us in because I'm not very well aware of it.
People at Lou Rockwell are culturally conservative? I'm not sure I even know what you mean.
Like paleoconservatives, Mark.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
yeah.
They're just conservatives if they're
conservative on social cultural issues.
Mm-hmm.
Like
can
on a topic
an example,
of abortion?
Like a more explicit example, because the people I for one don't really know what this debate is, and therefore people listening certainly don't know. So what are you referring to?
Okay, sure. So there's the libertarians who are opposed to abortion and the libertarians who are in favor of, you know, setting up a border fence or limiting immigration.
No libertarian could possibly be in favor of that.
Well, I don't know that I necessarily agree that a libertarian would have to be against the border fence. But I think they would,
because libertarians are against the use of initiated force to achieve political or social goals.
That's absolutely not true. It's just not true. I'm sorry, Ian.
Mark, just because some people call themselves libertarians and then go out advocating initiating force doesn't mean they're actually libertarians.
Just because some people call themselves libertarians when in fact they are anarcho-capitalists does not make them libertarians. Doesn't mean they can exclude the rest of the people out there. Sorry.
Look, you can be libertarian on some issues, but there are some issues where if you don't take a libertarian stance, you can't be labeled a libertarian on. And by advocating a great wall on the southern border, you're anything but libertarian.
I would agree that it's bad policy, absolutely, but I'm not willing to kick those people out of the libertarian tent as a result. I think you can talk to those people and explain to them why it doesn't work.
So who is taking this position of building a wall down on the southern border? Because I don't think the guys at Lou Rockwell are taking that position.
No, the guys are actually, now that I think about it, the building a border example was a bad example. I should have brought up homosexuality or something like that as a better example. But people like, Ron Paul is not in favor of building a border fence, but he certainly does talk about limiting immigration.
Mm, he does.
Yeah, he does. He wants to get elected. I don't know if I believe him.
Yeah. But more broadly, I mean, cultural issues like religious issues, maybe the topic of homosexuality and drugs. So certainly there are those libertarians who don't think that the government should be involved in this in any way, but they take a kind of anti-drug position culturally.
Oh, sure. Okay. Yeah. I've seen some of that where, for instance, there's been this spat amongst libertarians for a long time over how important the issue of the war on drugs should be to libertarians. Some say, you know, this is a critical issue. The war on drugs has eviscerated the Bill of Rights, specifically the Fourth Amendment. And, you know, this is a major issue that cuts across so many different spectrums that people that don't take drugs are still affected by this because their families are in danger and that sort of thing. And then there's the others who say, well, we don't want to be made look like a bunch of drug addicts, so we shouldn't talk about this issue. Is that what you're referring to?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
What's your question exactly? I mean, it's a bummer that those people aren't on the same page, but what else can you say?
I mean, what do you think of this debate more broadly? I mean, is it something that's going to do bad things for the libertarian movement?
I don't see how debate can do anything bad.
I don't think so. I think that
the tones that these people take. I mean, the tones. I mean, if you're following the LouRockwell.com blog, I mean, the debate right now is about Ron Paul. But people at the History News Network blog, they're especially Steve Horowitz. I mean, he's upset about Ron Paul in part because Ron Paul will be associated with the libertarian movement, and people in general are going to think that the libertarian movement is more conservative than it really is.
I see that point, and it's certainly one of the burdens that the libertarian movement currently carries.
And the fact that Ron Paul would get into the limelight would put people, libertarian thinkers, in the limelight also. He would draw them up with his success, and therefore, people don't even know what this word really means. They think it means a Republican that smokes pot. They're not even sure. So yeah,
that's what the objection is of these people, is that so many people think that it's a libertarian,
right,
a Republican who smokes pot,
and
it's not true.
Ron Paul having success is going to make people ask about this libertarian thing a little more, and
right.
Get more libertarians on TV to talk about more issues, and then they can say, well, this is the libertarian stance on that.
Right, and I would say that I'd rather have Ron Paul being confused as a true 100% pure libertarian than someone like Glenn Beck. Or, fill in the blank of some other person that doesn't even come close to being
Miller.
Libertarian. Yeah, Dennis Miller, Glenn Beck, that sort of thing. Neil Bortz, even. I mean, he's more libertarian than Glenn Beck, but he's a warmonger. So,
I think he would go for offense, too.
If the leftist libertarians are upset about Ron Paul, then what they need to do is field a candidate of their own that's as successful.
Right. Yeah, have a 10-term congressman.
Any other thoughts, Peter?
No, that's it. But if I just wanted to point out that I co-host a radio show here in Bowling Green, Ohio, that is modeled after Free Talk Live.
Sweet. Oh, great. Borrow from the best, they say.
Yep.
What station are you on?
What's that?
What station are you on?
88.1.
And the college station?
Yep.
What times?
Wednesday, 6 to 8 p.m. We have podcast up. Can I plug it?
Yeah, I was going to say, Mark, we can't give out the times because people around the country are listening. But yeah, you've got a podcast,
give a plug. For sure.
Yeah, we've got a podcast. You can check out our website at bgpoliticalanimals.com.
It's bgpoliticalanimals.com. So, now, do you have a co-host?
Yeah, Jay Lafayette and Terrence Watson.
So when you say it's modeled, does it have one crazy loopy anarchist and then does
I'm
it,
not an anarchist.
I didn't
a free
say
marketeer.
You were, my friend. I would never even suggest that. I was.
No, actually, I mean, when I say it's modeled, we use the same kind of music, and also the same topics are discussed on our radio program. We also have similar guests, like people like Mark Emery, John Lott, etc.
Cool. The more the merrier. More freedom-oriented programming on the air in as many places as possible. That's what this country needs. And it's important that we have shows like yours and ours out there to help help the public understand what a libertarian really is and how Ron Paul, he's mostly libertarian, but he might be off on a couple of these issues and correct those misconceptions so you can really get the true message out. So I'm glad you're out there doing that. We need more people like you. Thanks for the call, dude.
Hey, thank you, Mark.
Yes, sir. 800-259-9231. This misconception is something that libertarians have been trying to fend off for a long time. The idea that, oh, if you're a libertarian, you must have always been a conservative before that, and then you became a libertarian. Not true. The fact is, libertarians come from all over the place.
They really do.
If you look at the Ron Paul campaign and his supporters, it'll tell you that his supporters are coming from the left and the right and the up and the down and all over the place. The fact is, liberty works, and so it's a message that's very attractive. And that message attracts people who have never participated in politics. It attracts people that were on the far left, the far right, people that absolutely hate politics. It really is an effective message. And I understand the concerns of those people that are saying, well, you know, if Ron Paul is the first experience people have with liberty, they're going to think they're all a bunch of former Republicans. And yeah, there are going to be people out there that think that. Okay. What can you do? You know, Ron Paul's not going to disappear tomorrow, and nor would I want him to.
No.
He's doing great stuff right now. He's bringing new people into the fold, and as you said, Mark, they're going to do their research, hopefully, and they're going to find out more, and they're going to read some books, and they're going to find Free Talk Live, or they're going to find Peter's radio show, or whatever, and then they're going to find out that, well, okay, Ron, maybe not a perfect libertarian. Maybe I can be more principled than Ron Paul, and they'll move in that direction.
Say what you want about Peter's show. Tomorrow I'm doing my best to sink his career. We can't have this kind of competition.
I'm not too concerned. By the time any other radio show gets as popular as we are, Mark, we'll have made our money, and it won't matter.
Good luck to Peter.
Hour 3's on the way. This is your show. You can take control of the airwaves. It is Free Talk Live. Norway Prohibition coming up.
Hi, Dr. Deagle here from the Nutra Medical Report, 2 to 4 p.m. Monday to Friday here on Genesis. You may have heard how relaxing an ionic foot spa can be. The warm, soothing bubbles rushing around your feet. The joy of relaxation. Few people realize how much benefit the ionic cleansing can be to remove toxins from your body. Electrochi Premier Foot Spa helps in cleansing the body of harmful toxins and energizes your cells. Each treatment will electrically recharge you at the cellular level. Your cells become electrically balanced and the cells are oxygenated. Your body will begin to work better. Energy helps your body to purge heavy metals, toxins, and parasites, and with ElectroChi, your well-being, vitality, and energy and health will improve dramatically, and you'll feel rejuvenated and energized. This is sold at thousands less than your health professional's office. Activate your wellness with a relaxing, energizing detoxification with ElectroChi Energy Foot Spa. Balance your body's meridians of energy and your wellness today. 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com.